Welcome to Focus on Violence Prevention, a public affairs presentation. I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
And I'm Connie Sedbury, Executive Director of Safe Place in Mitchell County. We're going to continue to share with you some really great information taken from the book, Why Does He Do That? Inside the Minds of Angry and Controlling Men by Lundy Bancroft. If there's any of this that you hear today or in previous programs that you want to discuss more with us, we'll share our numbers with you later on in this program. Feel free to call anytime. Here's a quote from his book. There certainly are some women who treat their male partners badly, berating them, calling them names, attempting to control them. The negative impact on these men's lives can be considerable, but do we see men whose self-esteem is gradually destroyed through this process? Do we see men whose progress in school or in their careers grinds to a halt because of the constant criticism and undermining? Where are the men whose partners are forcing them to have unwanted sex? Where are the men who are fleeing to shelters in fear for their lives? How about the ones who try to get to a phone to call for help, but the women block their way or cut the line? The reason we don't generally see these men is simple. They're rare. I don't question how embarrassing it would be for a man to come forward and admit that a woman is abusing him, but don't underestimate how humiliated a woman feels when she reveals abuse. Women crave dignity just as much as men do. If shame stopped people from coming forward, no one would tell. And I just want to, as a caveat to what I just read from Lundy, I do believe that there are men out there that are being abused. And I do believe that many of them do not reach out because of shame mm-hmm. and embarrassment. I was reading just yesterday a story of a man who had been in a very abusive marriage, and he was very introverted, a very quiet kind of individual, and just did not know how to mm-hmm. extricate himself from the relationship, yeah. and it was very abusive. It was very physically and emotionally abusive, and it finally ended because the abuser, the wife, left. Mm-hmm. She started seeing somebody else and just abandoned him mm-hmm. and the kids. So I know men are out there that are being abused, mm-hmm. and we serve men. Both yeah. of our programs serve male victims of abuse just as much as females, so do not hesitate to call us.
Yeah, and we know that the same-sex partners abuse exactly. each other. And I think as females, we might not be as physically abusive, but there's emotional ways that women can control men. And I have seen that with friends of mine and watched it unfold and make the man feel crazy. And then he might throw a punch, but she's done some things that have set it up. And I had a dear friend from college that I had to actually counsel with him about that. And I knew the pattern of behavior. So it can be, I think it would be interesting on down the line to study that further.
Yes, mm-hmm. I absolutely mm-hmm. believe that. And here's another quote. As I have explained in earlier chapters, abusiveness has little to do with psychological problems and everything to do with values and beliefs. Where do a boy's values about partner relationships come from? The sources are many. The most important ones include the family he grows up in, his neighborhood, the television he watches and books he reads, jokes he hears, messages that he receives from the toys he's given, and his most influential adult role models. His role models are important not just for which behaviors they exhibit to the boy, but also for which values they teach him in words and what expectations they instill in him for the future. In sum, a boy's values develop from the full range of his experiences within his culture. And we've mentioned this time and again, having clients in shelter with their young ones, their children, and little boys as young as 3 and 4 years old, as soon as mm-hmm. they can start to verbalize and to exhibit their own little personalities,
yeah.
will show derision, disrespect, physical abuse towards their moms.
Yeah. I've seen like a 3-year-old kick his mom and call her the B word. And we've seen that kind of over and over again, but I never will forget that years ago, watching that unfold.
Yes. Yeah. I'll read one final quote, a short one from Lundy's book. The sense of ownership is one reason why abuse tends to get worse as relationships get more serious. The more history and commitment that develops in the couple, the more the abuser comes to think of his partner as a prized possession. Possessiveness is at the core of the abuser's mindset, the spring from which all the other streams spout. On some level, he feels that he owns you and therefore has the right to treat you as he sees fit. The abuser's problem is not that he responds inappropriately to conflict. His abusiveness is operating prior to the conflict. It usually creates the conflict, and it determines the shape the conflict takes.
In Yancey County, if you need to call us any time of the day or night to discuss any of this, or you're seeking shelter, or you're seeking help for being the abusive partner, call us at 682-0056.
And in Mitchell County, it's 765-4044.
And remember, stopping all forms of violence in our communities begins with who?
It begins with me.
And you. Thanks for listening.